Now, prominent Bahrain human rights activist Nabi Rajab has been arrested over tweets about torture practices in the prisons of the tiny Persian Gulf kingdom. Regime forces and over 20 vehicles reportedly surrounded Rajab's house before arresting him. Rajab has already been charged over another tweet he posted in September about rights violations in Bahrain's notorious Jau prison. He served several prison sentences since setting up the Bahrain Center for Human Rights in 2002. A human rights organization said the arrest was the latest in a string of actions that should give Washington pause as it considers whether to lift restrictions on sending arms to the kingdom. Dozens of Bahraini people have been killed, hundreds arrested in the Al Khalifa regime's crackdown on the popular uprising since 2011. For more on this, let's go to Bluefield and talk to Professor Colin Cavell, author and lecturer. Welcome to the program, sir. Professor Cavell, Nabi Rajab has been arrested for his tweets over torture practices in Bahraini jails. Why doesn't any human rights organization literally go to such jails and see at least whether Nabi Rajab is telling the truth?
Hassan, I believe most Western human rights organizations know that Nabi Rajab and many other human rights defenders are telling the truth in Bahrain. We have a long history of imprisonment and torture of anybody who exposes the oppressive nature of this Al Khalifa regime, and it's not a question anymore. There is no freedom of expression, there is no freedom of speech in Bahrain. The regime is very weak because it is unelected and because it has no support of the masses, and therefore it arrests anybody who threatens its stability or tries to blemish its image to the outside world.
But I mean, why is it that the international community, and of course by the international community we mean basically the Western countries in particular, why aren't they literally willing not to look into matters in that country?
For reasons of state, the U.S. hegemonic allies in the region are in play right now. And because the United States sides with Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia dominates the Gulf monarchies, the United States remains quiet and silent, even though there are massive abuses going on in Bahrain and the other Gulf monarchies. The Saudis are very scared because they're scared of the popular uprising that's surrounding them. And the United States, in order to placate them, is being quiet about the very open and clear human rights violations that occur on a daily basis in Bahrain.
All right, Professor Colin Cavell, author and lecturer from Bluefield. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.